saying? Powerful niggardry at work here.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by chimpout.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
Pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
Welcome, Chimpers. Hey, you might have noticed that we've got some new theme music.
Yeah, thanks to Big Chimpin for putting that together for us.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job, and that's going to be the new theme to Chimp Out Radio, and I absolutely love it.
Me too. Hey, DJ, the original intro music, what was that, and where'd you find it?
Oh, that's just an old song by a band I used to really like called Firehose, and the song is called Tour Spiel.
Okay.
Yeah, and I always liked that riff, and so when I started doing Chimp Out Radio back in episode, I don't know, like 20-something, whatever it was, I needed some theme music, and I just kind of edited that up and got rid of the lyrics, and that's what they're saying at that point. The chorus is Tour Spiel.
Oh, I could never understand it.
I know. I was going to take that out and re-record my own version of those notes, but I got busy and I never did it, so I just left the Tour Spiel part in there.
Well, it was a good song. I guess it's run its course. We got something better now.
Yeah, something that has a lot more to do with niggers than a song about touring in a van. In a rock band, so. But yeah. But anyway, you know, we had that contest going for a while. Remember the Nigger Babble in 60 Seconds contest?
Yeah, the Monkey Minute that nobody won.
Nobody won it. We had a couple people come close.
We still got a couple people that want to give it a shot.
Well, I'm closing the door on this.
Okay.
It's time to move on, and I've got a new one. Now, most people don't know this, but Chimp Out has its own arcade.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And who is the current king of the arcade?
Well, funny you should ask, because that current king of the arcade is none other than myself, Mr. DJ Stupnik.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I earned it, because you know what? When I came home from work 2 days ago, I started playing Scrabble Blast, right?
Yeah.
Starting around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I played until I couldn't see straight. I went to bed. I got up on Saturday and started playing it again. I played it for 8 fucking hours. It was all one continuous game.
Wow.
I know, and I got the top score. Okay, to give you an idea of how high my score is on Scrabble Blast, as you advance in score, the game gives you a different title, like you go from novice to rookie and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Well, once you hit 15,000 points, you're at the top of the list, and there's no more titles. I mean, the score keeps going, but you're still stuck. You're at the uppermost level at 15,000, right?
So what are you, like the emperor now?
I think it ends at like wordsmith or something like that. But 15,000 is the upper limit that the programmers thought anybody would ever really get to. 15,000. Okay. When I got to about 90,000.
Oh, shit.
The game started glitching up really bad. And some of the tiles just turned blank. You couldn't even see them, and you couldn't use them. So that added like a whole new challenge that the programmers never intended, but it made the game even harder.
You crashed their game.
I crashed the game. I played it for a day and a half straight, literally.
That's a win. You crashed their game.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, I think the new contest should be, this will go until the end of February. The new contest to get the Radio Contest Award, which nobody's ever won, is you have to dethrone me as the king of the arcade.
That's a lot. I just looked in there today because somebody had asked for that award because they got one high score, and I'm like, sorry, dude, you got to knock DJ off his throne there.
Yeah, and I've got 21 high scores as of this recording.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. I think the next nearest contender is Dead Nigger Storage. I think he's got 10.
Yeah, Dead Nigger Storage used to have it. Used to have the throne. It was his, and I took him off a couple weeks ago, so he's got to earn it back for me. And so do you, Chimpers. If you're listening and you want to get that award, if you can dethrone me anytime within by the end of February, you not only get the Radio Contest Award, which nobody's ever won, but you also get the King of the Arcade Award.
You better get on your A game there, DJ.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if there's any Chimpers out there that would dare even make it the attempt.
That's a lot of games to master.
It is. But Brewski did it once. And if he can do it, you can do it.
Well, all you got to do, you got 21 high scores and mm-hmm. Dead Nigger Storage has 10. So theoretically, all you got to do is get 11 or 12 high scores to knock DJ off his pedestal.
That's true.
But as soon as you knock one down, he's going to go in there and spend all day and run the score up again.
I know. Well, he can have that Scrabble Blast one. Anybody that wants to spend an entire day and a half playing a game just to get the high score earned it.
Yeah, and the King of the Arcade Award, we move that one around. So whoever the current king is gets that award on their profile.
That's right. There's only one award, and it goes bounces back and forth to whoever's got it, and then you have to defend it once it's yours. But the Radio Contest Award is permanent, and it is coveted, and nobody has ever won it yet.
You can be the first.
Hi, this is Thinking Nig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglai.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Impala.
This is Lady Coon Thresher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks. This is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers. This is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
So, okay, so Al Sharpton's race card is with us, and I guess your screen name doesn't need a whole lot of explanation, but you want to tell us how you came up with it?
It was just kind of one of those, flash of genius things. I just, one day, I was sitting there trying to think of a good name for Chimp Out, and I thought Al Sharpton's race card sounded good. It was kind of based on a JPEG that I found on the internet.
Yeah, I saw that.
It works.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, it does. And so you've been a member, I think, longer than me. I think you were one of the first ones that were there when I signed up, right?
Yeah, like within the first month that Chimp Out started out, I came on it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so what's going on in the week of Nigger News, Whitey?
Oh, we got a doozy here again. Of course, it's Nigger, so it's always something good.
or bad. Just want to do it that way.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it. Four niggers shot over a spilled drink.
Oh, beautiful.
A grape drink, maybe?
I don't know. It might have been some Cristal.
Could have been Kool-Aid.
But the title of the actual story is wrong. It says four people shot outside Stone Mountain Club. And
people?
Yeah.
Really?
Too bad I don't have edit powers on the news sites.
Yeah, that'd be great if we could.
But Stone Mountain, Georgia, and we know how feral the Georgia niggers are down there. I feel sorry for the Chimpers that live in Georgia because they've got some really, really crazy niggers out there.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they have their work cut out for them.
Yeah. Four people were shot outside a club in Stone Mountain on Friday night. Police said the shooting stemmed from a dispute over a drink.
Hmm.
It started because somebody spilled a drink on somebody that later turned into a fight that turned into a shooting. Again, wow. With the niggers chimping out over something, spilling a drink.
Wonder if it ruined the Nikes or something.
Probably got on his leopard skin fucking fake pleather jacket.
Did you mock up my Jordans?
Oh, that wouldn't even start with a fight. That would be instant shooting, fucking with the nigger shoes.
What is it with niggers and shoes anyway?
I don't know. Maybe because they don't have shoes in Africa. It's like a status symbol over here.
That makes sense.
But we can always send them those 2-liter plastic bottles and some string, and they can make their own shoes. You've seen that picture, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can just kind of paint the swoosh on the side.
That's great. So what happened?
All right, two groups were arguing inside the Jay's Place Lounge and Sports Bar in the Redon Plaza, the DeKalb County Police said. After security kicked the groups out, the fight spilled into the parking lot. Police said two people in a car drove past the sidewalk and shot into a crowd. Hey, what? Another nigger drive-by.
They just started opening fire into a crowd of people. Or
niggers. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Typical niggers, though.
Yeah. I am shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
As they were leaving the parking lot, they opened fire on the other guys they had altercations with inside. So, again, niggers chimping out of the most trivial thing. They spill a drink, of course. You know, they start beating their chest and doing their little monkey moves. Turns into fisticuffs, and then niggers always have to go for the guns.
Oh, always. I've never known a nigger to actually go into a fist fight, you know, one-on-one, just a fair, honest-to-God fist fight.
Never.
There's always a weapon involved, always.
Or a difference in numbers, like 2-1, 3-1.
Yeah.
Oh, around here, it's 4-1 at least. I mean, I'm in the country, the Iowa State Fair, where they had beat night. I mean, we know about niggers and numbers.
What, they had a beat night?
A couple years ago, they had beat Whitey night at the Iowa State Fair.
They're I never heard about that one. I heard about the Wisconsin one this year.
Two or three years back, there was like 75 niggers in a pack that were just beating random white people when they were coming out. And the spokesman for the local police department said, you know, announced on the news that there might be a racial component. And a couple of days later, this woman got relieved of her duty as police spokesman and got put onto parking duty.
Because she mentioned the obvious racial.
She just mentioned it.
Didn't even say that's what it was.
But you know what's fucked up? If it had been a group of white, young, you know, Midwestern boys going around and even like farting in the general vicinity of a Boone, it would be major headlines all across the country. Racial attack, racial attack, racial attack.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's okay for the niggers to randomly just beat the shit out of humans for no reason other than they're human. You can't do anything to the niggers.
Yeah, they were going around beating people and shouting, you know, it's our world now and shit like that.
Oh, but there's no racial context there.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
And that didn't even make national news. Whitey and I are just now hearing about it. I'm in Michigan. He's in California. We didn't know.
Oh, yeah. It was a pretty big thing around here. It made a few of the further right-wing sites, I guess we'll call them. But, yeah, the national media more or less ignored it. I mean, there was like a blurb, and then that was it.
Well, like they always do. They want to protect and cover up the crimes that niggers commit. They don't want people to know the truth.
Oh, yeah. They got to protect their pet niggers, of course.
So the rest of the story, we got obviously it was a group of bucks fighting, but two female bystanders were shot along with two men involved in the argument. So again, nigger marksmanship. They shoot two chicks or two nigger sows that weren't even involved in the fight. They were just standing there.
They haven't figured out that whitey juju that is the site.
Hey, have you ever seen that Photoshop picture of the homeboy night sights?
Oh, yes, where they put it on the side of the gun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got the Glock with the sights on the side of the gun. Yeah, so we had no goodness out of all four of these shootings.
Oh, that's too bad. See, yeah. Niggers can't even get that right.
No. But they shoot each other so much, eventually one or two get goodified.
Yeah, if the guns don't do it, the crack will. Or the AIDS.
Or diabetes and high blood pressure and heart attacks, strokes.
Sickle cell.
Anal rape.
Well, they like that. That's not rape.
That's how they want to go out. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was cool, man. That's a good story. It's always fun to make fun of niggers.
Oh, yeah.
It's heartwarming.
Yeah, it is.
Would have been even better if a couple of them had died.
You know, maybe we should do a segment where we find a nigger that was made good, and we play that song Walking on Sunshine. You know, like a real happy song. And we just make a big deal about it. Yeah, woo, and we celebrate it.
Well, that sounds like any random story off the forum. There's always a nigger made good.
Yeah, it's sort of like an obituary thing where we can just name all of them real quick. A little 60-second thing that we do every week.
Nigger of the week.
Dead nigger of the week.
Beautiful segment.
Yeah.
Good nigger of the week.
Good nigger of the week. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, let's start that. We'll drop his name, how he got killed, and do the fake nigger obituary. He was a good boy. He was turning his life around.
He was an aspiring rapper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fell in with the wrong crowd, blah, blah, blah.
He was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. He didn't do nothings.
Yeah. Standout athlete.
No more.
Oh, yeah, he was a stand-up athlete. That's right.
Oh, yeah, always. They were always standout athletes.
College-bound.
Straight-A student. Honor roll.
He wanted to be a doctor.
I think all niggers are college-bound, just not the college that they're intending to refer to.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being on the show today there, Al Shopton's Race Card.
Thank you very much for having me. It was nice talking to you guys, too.
All right, let's give this a try and see how it goes. We got a lot of good niggers this week. We're going to start off in Africa. So I think it's in the country of Zimbabwe. Let's see. A Zion Christian Church priest charged with the murder of three people has told the court he would plead not guilty. The good niggers in this are Sarah Morake, 47, her nephew Napanzi Morake, 22, and Poncho Mogale, 36. Died because they drank some juju poison that their priest gave them. Five niggers were sick. Three were made good. All right. Wayne Mitchell was made good in North Charleston because his brother made him eat cocaine in the back of a cop car. Well done. Johannesburg, South Africa. One nigger was killed and about 20 injured in a stampede on Tuesday by students trying to register at the University of Johannesburg. Reflecting desperate demand for higher education among the niggers in Africa's largest economy. The nigger killed was a mother of a potential applicant, university officials said. Maybe it was pregnant with a baby that was going to turn into a nigglet. Well, so that's like a two for the price of one. Over to Toronto, Canada. Oscar Bartholomew is a nigger who hugged a female cop in Grenada and was made good. The hug was apparently viewed as an assault on an officer, and Bartholomew was subsequently apprehended. While being taken into custody, the Toronto nigger was beaten to a bloody pulp and later succumbed to his injuries in a hospital. Well done. Now over to Washington, D.C. A 19-year-old D.C. nigger was shot and killed in Northeast for his tennis shoes, Mayor Vincent Gray said Sunday night. Police found nigger David Lee Robinson suffering from multiple gunshot wounds early Sunday morning in the 5700 block of Foot Street Northeast. Robinson was later transported to Howard University Hospital, where he was declared good.
He was being robbed for his Nike tennis shoes, Gray said. A lot for a pair of Nike tennis shoes? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to be able to end this type of tragic violence in our society.
Fuck you, nigger. DC police are offering a $25,000 reward for information leads to the arrest and conviction in the case. This was the third homicide in the district for the year 2012. Somebody's stocking up on shoes. And finally in Detroit. Detroit nigger 20 sets himself on fire, dies after dispute. A family dispute led a nigger to set himself on fire in Detroit today, an official said. The 20-year-old nigger was made good, Detroit fire captain said. He said the nigger was in an argument with his family members, probably over who had the biggest lips, when he then went downstairs on the home on St. Albin near Nevada, poured an accelerant on himself, and set himself on fire. The call came into the fire department about 11:36. Nobody cared that the nigger was good. It just smelled really bad. After the incident, a singed comforter was on the front lawn before it being grabbed up by a loved one.
Give me that damn comforter, that mine.
Let's see how we did.
We had a grand total of 11 good niggers.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Keep trying, niggers. You can do better. We need at least a couple hundred.
Well, we'll have to find the extended version of that song then.
This is Black Metal 84. When I'm not finding disgusting pictures on the internet and posting them on the forums, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Justin.
So, our very special guest this week is your old friend and mine. He was once one of the original founders of Chimp Out Radio. And, well, what can I say? Please welcome Birdman.
You guys just can't get rid of me, can you?
We're trying. It's harder than it looks.
I mean, I was banned for 6 months. Fucking went to rehab, you know, all that nice shit. But how you guys doing tonight?
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
I'm doing great, man. It's nice to hear from you again.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty awesome to be on the show again, you know, in a guest position, you know, so I don't have to worry about digging up news stories and shit.
That's right. You just sit back and relax this time.
Yeah, because you were one of the founding hosts of Chimp Out Radio, and, you know, you and Nut Nice brought this thing to fruition from the beginning.
Well, speaking of Nut Nice, I talked to him about 2 months ago. He's busy as hell working, got a lady and all that nice stuff, and he's doing well.
That's great.
Which is great.
Yeah, you know, Nut Nice is one of the reasons I joined the site. I read his Nigger World Atlas, and I got to say, I laughed for about a fucking week reading all his entries on that. That was a classic.
Yeah, we got to find somebody else, since he's not active on the forum anymore. We got to find somebody else who would be willing to do more countries for that section, because they are kind of dated.
Yeah,
sure,
but
he wouldn't mind.
Man, they're really going to have to step it up to keep up with what Nut Nice did.
A couple new articles came out where other members tried the, and they were pretty good. Just follow the template, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what we should do is, I would love to have Nut Nice get these printed up in book form and have him write like a preface or an intro or something, and then sell them in hardcover as an actual atlas to raise money for Chimp Out.
That would be good.
It'd be great.
Yeah, hell, I'd buy a couple copies and give them out as Christmas presents.
Sure, I'd donate them to the libraries.
Hey, we could get the spider to stock them on his shelves.
That's right.
Get the Nigger Atlas on Kindle.
All right. So, let's do a news story.
All right.
Sounds
I got one here.
Okay.
And I've been dying to do this one all week. It's Nigger hides a .38 special revolver in his rectum.
You know, I was watching the news and I saw that, like, briefly. I was walking out of the room and the news reporter was saying, youth had hidden a .38 pistol in their rectum. And I was like, I know that's a nigger.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, maybe it was a little snubby, but no. This spook shoved a 6-inch fucking...
Oh, shit.
Full-size revolver, not even hammerless, in his asshole.
Why?
Well, he was trying to hide it from the cops while he went to jail. Maybe he thought he'd use it to break out later.
What the fuck? So what happened? Tell me the story.
All right. A fugitive wanted on a murder charge in Atlanta and arrested here earlier this week is accused of hiding a handgun in his rectum while in the Onslow County Jail. Hmm. The .38 caliber 6-inch revolver may have injured the suspect's rectum, you think? And he was taken to Onslow Memorial Hospital to be treated. While the gun was not loaded, it was test fired and it was operational.
Would you want to be the person to fire that after it been up a nigger's asshole?
God.
Oh.
Only niggers, man. Only niggers.
Well, that's a new definition of concealed carry, I guess.
Well, I guess the nigger was too stupid to figure out that, you know, if you put a thing up or a gun up your asshole, the metal detector can still detect it.
And it wasn't even loaded. Why would you even bother?
No, he took it in there with no bullets. Maybe he was hoping his boyfriend would come in with the bullets up his ass.
You know how niggers are always saying, I'm going to bust a cap in your ass. Well, he took it literally.
That's funny shit right there.
Literally funny shit, because when he takes a shit.
So Leroy's going to be a little sore for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, and we'll be paying for his reconstructive butthole surgery, too.
Oh, yeah. So maybe that was like a butt plug for him, because he was getting ready for some down low action.
Yo, Leroy, why are you walking funny anyways?
It's too bad it wasn't loaded and he didn't cut like a big fart or try to take a dump and fire it off.
Yeah, we would be reading his obituary, which would be a good thing.
What a way to go.
Here lies Leroy, died by his own rectum.
Rectum? Damn near killed him.
It did kill him.
It did. It would have, yeah.
Yeah, it would have killed him.
Wow.
Well, here's how stupid this guy is. Here's the rest of the story, or at least a part of it.
There's more?
This guy's wanted on murder charge in Atlanta. State Trooper Scott Merritt stopped the ward on Monday for allegedly passing him at 90 miles an hour on U.S. 17 in a 2010 Dodge Avenger. So you've got a murder warrant, you're driving a nigger mobile, and you pass a fucking state cop at 90 miles an hour.
Well, of course he was driving fast. He had a gun up his ass.
He was in a hurry to get it out.
I gotta get to the rest stop.
Eat that KY.
Of course, we never accused him of being very bright.
Well, no, we don't.
Oh, and then when they go to pull him out of the car, he rolled up the windows, locked the door, and when they finally got him out of the car, he resisted arrest and had to be subdued with a stun gun.
Jeez.
The electric went straight through the metal of the handgun and probably gave him a double shock.
Then he had to be taken to the hospital and given a shot to calm down. So this nigger's probably all jacked up on crack.
Or PCP.
No, his crack was all jacked up.
Oh, man, I would have hated to be the attending physician dealing with that nightmare.
God.
Oh, no big surprise it's out of Atlanta. You know, those coons down there drink some funny water, malt liquor, whatever the hell they drink.
So that's it? That's what happened?
Yeah, he got pulled over, shoved a gun up his ass, but here's the story he told the police.
This ought to be good.
Yeah. While behind bars, Ward called out to the jailers, claiming someone was trying to kill him and that a gun was in his cell. Jailers searched his cell and found a .38 caliber pistol in the toilet.
Still covered in shit, and he didn't even use the toilet.
Ward claimed he found the gun in his bunk and tossed it into the toilet.
Oh, what? Man.
Yeah.
Hell, the jailers don't even carry weapons. How the hell do they suspect that a .38 special is going to end up in a cell? Just, like, willy-nilly right there.
And the toilet.
And they search those cells all the time.
Right.
I mean, they flip the mattresses, reach in the toilets, turn over everything.
Yeah, it just magically appeared, you know. Meanwhile, he's bleeding out of his asshole, and his shorts are all red, you know. Oh, man, I had some bad tacos last night and shit. Dumbass niggers.
But what's so stupid is if you really found a gun in your jail cell, why would you throw it in the toilet?
Yeah, you could definitely use that for some street cred in the prison. You could at least get some free commissary off.
Or whatever. Even if you were just gonna like show it to the guards, there would be no reason to throw it in the toilet. I mean, he's obviously lying.
Well, of course he's lying. He's a nigger,
right? But that's just stupid.
Yeah, when are they actually being honest? That's the question.
I don't know.
Hell, you see him on the Maury Povich show, and right after a lie detector test, they're still saying, "I didn't cheat on you and shit." Yeah. Yeah, that scientific device is very inaccurate, by the way.
Well, it's racist because it was invented by a white man.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it's got to be racist.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin Igger and DJ Stoopdig. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Hey, tonight we're going to do something different. We've got Birdman with us, and we're going to do a top 10, but it's going to be a top 20, and we're going in no particular order. Top 20 stupid nigger TV shows.
Birdman, read them off.
All right, number 20. Oil in the family. Number 19. Hogan's Homeboys.
I never saw that one. You got a little down low action.
Number 18, My Three Guns. Number 17, Nappy Days. This one's good. Number 16, The David Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 15, America's Funniest Homie Videos. Wow, that's the news.
Yeah, really.
Oh, number 14, Celebrity Groid Stories. Number 13, Star Crack.
I guess that's a spoof on Star Trek.
Number 12, Welcome Back, Nigger. Number 11, Fro Factor. Number 10, Have Warrant, Will Travel. Number 9, The Incredible Hawk, as in Ham Hawk.
Oh, I thought it was Hawk, like hawking at the pump.
Nah, it could be hawking at the pawn shop. Number 8, Niggers Say the Darndest Things. Just imagine Bill Cosby hosting that shit.
Yeah.
Number 7, Lost in Race.
Lost in Race.
Number 6, Leave It to a Nigger.
Yeah.
Number 5, The Huffing Duty Show. Number 4, The Beverly Hill Boons. Number 3, The Mud Squad.
The Mud Squad.
Number 2, Mr. Special Ed. And the number 1 nigger TV show is Unmarried with Lots of Children.
So, hey, it was good having you on the show again, Bird.
Oh, my pleasure. Have me back anytime.
And what's the name of your website?
Oh, all one word, rageontheright.com. You can go there and read my political ramblings and check out my rants when I put them out every once in a while. It's in the Chimp Out Radio section.
All right.
Yeah, and if you can't remember it, just go to one of my posts, and it's in my signature. It's the one with the little scrawny cockatiel on it.
Which is now my avatar.
Hi, this is Mal Picorum. I was now earning a decent wage for a decent job. I'd be listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Hey, that was great hearing from Birdman again, wasn't it?
Yeah, I haven't talked to that guy in a while.
Yeah, I'm glad he's doing well. He was always an excellent member and a wonderful co-host.
Yes, he was. He was, him and Nut Nice, actually, they were the ones that came up with this radio show and got it going to start with.
That's true. We all to them. And also, special thanks to Big Chimpin for doing our new intro, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I like that. The old one was getting a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, it was. Also, thanks to All Shopton's Race Card for joining us tonight.
Yeah, it was nice finally talking to the guy. I mean, he's been on the forum for 3 years, and he's never been on the radio. What's up with that, Al?
Yeah, really. Anyway, we popped his radio cherry this week. So if you've been listening to the show and you want to be on, just private message either me, DJ Stupnik, or Whitey is Fed Up, and we'll get you on the show.
Absolutely.
So who's going to be on next week?
Next week, we have Man Bear Pig coming in the studio.
Well, then next week should be pretty cool.
Yeah, he's got a good story for us, too.
Well, thanks for being with us tonight, Chimpers. We'll see you next Sunday. Oh, and you're going to like this. We're going to be doing a lot more live shows in the future, so stay tuned for that.
Okay, the arcade at Chimp Out is located right at the top. It's at the very top toolbar. Should have a VB Image Hosting Awards, What's New, Arcade, and Casino. Go to the arcade, knock DJ off his pedestal, and win the Radio Contest Winner Award.
If you dare. That's it, Chimpers. Have a great week, and don't take any shit from any niggers.